A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's Daf, Shabbos Kuf Mem, Shabbos 140b, pagination, page 280. On the second wide line, V'omar Rav Chista bar Bei Rav, and Rav Chista said regarding a Torah scholar, a Torah student. We'll have to find out why he addressed these pieces of advice specifically to the Torah student. But he said, Dezavin Yarka, when he buys vegetables in a bundle, Lizven Aricha, let him make sure to buy a bundle of vegetables that the vegetables are long. You ever see people purposely looking as they're buying something? You want to get the good quality. Today, a lot of stuff looks exactly the same. Makes no difference. But even so, by milk, you could look for the later expiration date sometimes. By other items. So he's saying that when you buy vegetables, try to buy long ones. Why? He says, Kisha ki kisha. Every bundle is the same. They use the same length string or whatever twine they're using. They use the same length to bundle them. V'urcha memela. And the length of the actual vegetable, that's where you're going to get the profit, so to speak. That's where you're making sure that you're getting a bigger bundle. And that's up for grabs. If you pay attention, you get a bigger bundle. So you should make sure that when you buy them, all the vegetables are the same in terms of their width. Pay attention to the length, and you'll get more. He said similarly regarding someone who's buying wood, Lizvin Aricha, let him buy the longer. Look how long the twigs are. Tuna ki tuna, because every bundle is the same. V'urcha memela, and the length is where your profit is. Okay? Very interesting. Firstly, that it's a piece of advice recorded in the Gemara is interesting. Even more interesting is that he addresses it to Bar Beirav. He addresses it to the student of the yeshiva. Of all people, the student of the yeshiva. He's addressing this. What's the significance? But in any case, there's a whole list here of pieces of advice on a very straight level. What we're saying is that a Rebbe teaches not only Torah and morality, but he teaches life skills too. We find, for example, that Elisha said about his Rebbe Eliyahu, Avi, Avi, you are my father and my mother. You taught me religiously, you taught me way of life, everything. And it's recorded in the Gemara. We'll try to get back to this based on the Maharal. Student of the yeshiva who doesn't have enough bread, one thing you shouldn't do is don't eat vegetables. This is not talking about healthy vegetables, it's talking about appetizer vegetables, mishum digoria, because they increase the appetite. Remember karpas by the Pesach Seder, we purposely eat this little salad, so to speak. So in contemporary times, we're so worried about a bracha acharona that we don't eat too much. But the concept of karpas was at least a token amount. Eat some vegetables before the meal. You're signifying wealthy people because it increases the appetite. It's an appetizer. We call it. You serve a little vegetables in the beginning of a meal. We call it an appetizer. He should not eat these type of vegetables, munch on this, because it gets the juices in the stomach going, and he has nothing to feed it. He doesn't have money. Lo nefishele rifsa. It's a case where he doesn't have bread. For Amar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, indeed, ana, I, lo ba'ana yisiach la yarka, when I was poor I didn't eat vegetables, v'lo ba'asiru siach la yarka, and when I was wealthy I didn't eat these vegetables. Bana Yusi, when I was poor, Mishum Degarir, because it increases the appetite, and I was worried I would start feeling hungry and rejected that I have this appetite and I can't fill it. Ba'asirusi, and when I was wealthy, Da'amina, I used to say, what do I say, Hecha Da'ayil Yarko, in the same space in my stomach that you could put vegetable, Leil Bistro Vikavri, let me already feed it meat, and fish. And again, I'm not learning this Gemara that it means he didn't eat any vegetables. Vegetables, to a certain extent, are part of a healthy diet. But these vegetables of appetizer, to take a dish of vegetables and munch on them to increase the appetite and then go eat your meal, he says, when I was poor, I didn't do it. It's not a smart thing to do. When I was wealthy, I guess he didn't need it. He just goes straight into the meal and he didn't see the need for such a dish. V'amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said, Bar Bei Rav, you have a student of the yeshiva, de l'nefisha le'rifsa, he doesn't have enough bread, lo livtza bitsui, don't eat it as small pieces. The temptation would be that he should spread it out over a long time, so that he always has food, which again, going back to the Pesach Seder, that's what we do with the symbolism of Yachatz and the Afikoman, that we break the middle matzah and we save the larger piece for later. The symbolism is a poor man, a slave. He doesn't know where his next meal is coming. He puts away the larger for later. He's so worried. What we're being told here is, on the contrary, it would be better to eat a significant meal at one point. Save it up if you have to. At some point, eat a significant meal. Let's finish the statement, and then I'll give you what I believe the Gemara is saying here. V'amar Rav Chisda, bar bei rav de lo nefisha le'rifsa, he doesn't have enough bread. Lo livtza, don't split it, my taima. De lo avid ba'ayin yofeh. Because he's not doing with a good eye. He's never going to have a satisfying meal. He'll always have a little bit in his system, which is one strategy. But his advice here was, no, on the contrary, save it up, and at some point, do it ba'ayin yofa, have a good meal. There's a pasuk in Mishle that we often invoke regarding tzedakah. Pasuk says, tov shinayim mechalov, teeth are better than milk. What's the pasuk talking about? If you have to give a poor person something, you want to give him milk, which is nutrition, or you can give him a smile, make him feel good, lift him up. Which one is more important? So the pasuk says, "Tov shinayim mechalav." Your smile is even more important than the milk that you could give him. We use that in practical halacha. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought that if a person gives money but with a sour face, the wording is he lost his mitzvah. So I always wondered, what do you mean I lost my mitzvah? I gave him $100. What do you mean I lost my mitzvah? You lost your mitzvah. That's Tov shinayim mechalav. More important would be that you give him a smile. You make him feel good. You don't make him feel like a beggar. Here's $100. Go get a job. Now, if it's the right place, you could give him whatever advice, if you're his mentor, that he's asking you for advice. But if you're a person off the street, you got to be very careful, because the emotional state of the person is even more important than the body has resilience. Rav Chisda is saying here, I believe, is that a person who's hard-pressed with food, he's tempted to always be a poor person. He's always eating a little. And he's saying an amazing concept. He's saying, no, save up, and once in a while, feel satisfied. It'll do more for you. Ba'ayin yofa. And here you have, not that someone else is influencing your state of mind, but you could influence your own state of mind as well. V'am Rav Chisda, indeed, Rav Chisda said, Anami ikar lava betzana, I wouldn't even break bread, ad shado yade bikula mana, until I would check the container, you know, the cookie jar, the bread basket, v'ashkachi beikol tzarchi, and I see that there's a sufficient meal, and then I'm willing to sit down and eat. Fascinating perspective. There is on this page also fascinating advice that Rav Chisda gave to his daughters regarding intimacy, etc. Classic, we're out of time. Let me just go back to the beginning Gemara, which we said sounded a little superficial. Shopping advice. Person comes in and he's checking the bundles and he's being told, don't just take a bundle because it says it's a bundle. Check the details. because not all bundles are created equal. The Maharal adds that the reason it was told to Bar Bei Rav, to the Torah student, is because the Torah student is trained that the name of something is its essence. Remember, Adam HaRishon gave names to the animal kingdom. A name in Judaism, we attach a lot of importance to the name. And what he was teaching them is, even though I know you're going to focus on the name and you'll go shopping, and a bundle of Yerek is a bundle of Yerek, but not all Yerek is created equal. And even beyond the name, you should also check the details. Yeshikoach, have a great day.